A Healthy Task. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
In previous episodes of this program, I've talked about how high school sports in general, and the Michigan High School Athletic Association in particular, have been out in front of some of the more talked about health issues affecting high school sports, most notably concussions, where the MHSAA was doing education over 10 years ago and was putting policies and procedures in place while the professional leagues were still sweeping it all under the carpet. But now health issues are coming down the pike at us like never before, fueled by the presence of advanced technology and the explosion of new media coverage and social media, which make what used to be local stories worldwide phenomena, creating a crisis du jour atmosphere, putting the sponsors of sports at all levels on a fast track to address them. The MHSAA, which set the standard for dealing with concussions in game situations and the return-to-play protocol that other state associations have followed, is in the process of expanding its sights over a four-year period to better educate coaches about various health issues, to improve the safety of high school sports, and to promote that fact that while participation in school sports carry some inherent risks, the games have never been safer. For 2 years, head coaches in all sports must take an online concussion course as part of their required rules meeting attendance if they want to coach in the MHSAA tournament in that sport that season. The online education turns to heat and hydration issues next year, and then other matters in following years. The audience will also expand in time from the head coaches of varsity sports to all coaches at all levels. This coach's education will also expand to require that all head coaches go through the MHSAA's Coaches Advancement Program, which teaches them everything about coaching except the X's and O's of their sport, by their third year, and to also be certified in CPR by their second year. A football-specific task force of coaches and athletic administrators met recently in the MHSAA office, the first of multiple meetings, to study ways to further minimize the risks of that sport, which may prove to carry over to other activities. Now, heat illness is 100% preventable. The task force talked about different ways to get young people acclimated to the hot days of the early part of the season, because in spite of team conditioning activities which take place during the summer, you still have to take aim at those players most at risk, kids who, for whatever reason, don't come to that first week in practice in the same condition as their classmates. The MHSAA Representative Council will have in place for next fall a model policy for schools to follow to monitor the heat index and steps which should be taken when the conditions reach certain levels. In the long term, studies now prove that it's not necessarily a series of confirmed concussions over the years that leads to long-term brain trauma. It's also the cumulative sum total of hits in general, because every time your head shakes, it affects the brain. The task force talked about reducing the exposure to those occurrences, some of which is already happening, by limiting how much time may be spent in collision activities. Future task force meetings will look at plays where the risks of injuries are fairly high, like special teams in football, and even heading the ball in soccer. The bottom line is that school sports right now are safer than ever before, and because of the work that is being done now, they can and will be become even safer in the future. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.